ladies and gentlemen out there in podcast land, I am so happy to introduce to you the new cast for the upcoming UK tour of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged, Matt Pearson, James Percy, Joe Maudsley. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this and for talking to me on the podcast.
I'm doing the music from the podcast. I don't know if that's clear.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 528, Long Lost UK Cast.
Everybody knows you, Matt Pearson. You are a veteran, a wizened veteran of the RSC tours. You've done two or three.
I've done kind of two and a half, probably adds up to about two and a half tours.
One and a half of the complete works of William Shakespeare, and then the complete history of comedy Abridged.
Yes, exactly. Yes, so two shows, two and a half tours, one actor.
Oh, fantastic. So if we're ready to do a one-man RSC show, you are ready.
Give me a couple of weeks. I'll have a look at it, yeah.
Well, we're thrilled to have you, but I'm also thrilled that you would agree to come back and touring. So touring agrees with you? Touring the hinterland, the length and breadth of this wet rock?
I didn't say that. I was actually forced to do this by Austin. And if anybody's listening out there, please come and help me. Get me out of this. I love it. I love the Reduced shows. I couldn't wait to come back and do another one. And it's always fun to learn a new one.
This is true.
Put another bow in your quiver.
This is true. And you're also, yeah. I think podcast listeners may...
Arrow in your... Not another bow, sorry.
Got it. How many bows does an actor need? And podcast listeners will remember you as the man who corrects me all the time on my pronunciation of British tour cities.
Well, that's correct. I've been in the UK for so long now that I have an extensive knowledge of how you pronounce every single place name in the UK, and I happen to know that Llanelli in Wales is not pronounced Leonelli.
Right, which it's spelled Leonelli, but it's pronounced Llanelli.
It's not spelled Leonelli.
It's got 18 L's in that word.
Yeah, where's the I for Leonelli? I mean, I don't make this unpleasant, this podcast already, but...
You're right. No, you're right. I'm thinking now of the font that I've been reading it, and the L's look like I's.
Yeah, this is fascinating for your listeners.
No, this is all very, very inside baseball sort of thing. Sorry, inside cricket now that we're here. So that's Matt Pearson. Now we move on to James Percy, and I've got to think, Mr. Percy, that you must have English ancestors going back hundreds and hundreds of years with a last name like Percy. Are you related to any of the Henry Percy?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, I was born in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and I was brought over to England as a kid. Mm. I think my
Were your parents English, or are they American?
No, they're American. I mean, I think that they wanted me to come over here and join the royal family. But we got over here and realized that it's not actually as easy to become a royal as it is to become president.
Oh, sadly.
Yeah, right?
Sadly. Well, if they had more princesses and fewer princes, you might have had a shot.
Maybe. I'm a good-looking guy. I could nab a princess, right?
Absolutely. You are a princess worthy.
Thank you. Or just a princess.
Or a drama queen.
Yeah, I'll take that.
But you stayed here, and you went to drama school here, yeah?
I did. I went to drama school in the city of Birmingham.
Did they tease you for that pronunciation?
They did. Apparently, you don't say ham in Birmingham.
Right. No, Birmingham.
Birmingham. It's just an um.
And there, if I understand this correctly, you met our third actor, Mr. Joe Maudsley, who's also came over here to England from America. How long have you been over here?
I've been over here years. My parents came over when I was quite young, traveled over. Parents are American, but I actually moved from Derby, Kentucky to Derby in the UK.
That's good. Derby, well done.
Derby, I think that's how they pronounce it.
So now, do you go home to visit...
It's actually pronounced Leonelli.
Do you go back to Kentucky now to visit relatives and say, oh, the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah, they take the rip quite a lot.
I was going to say, do they take the rip? Boy, you really have been here. And they don't beat you up for your poncy English accent?
They do, and I just fight back harder.
Good. Now, what is it about, what do your parents do? Why is everybody's parents coming over here to England? What do they do over here?
Well,
James?
my father got a job over in England. He was a musician. And,
cool.
Yeah, he came over as a percussionist to work for the Coldstream Guards, which is the Queen's musicians.
Wow, that's great. That's very cool.
Yeah, so he came over with my mother, and we've been here ever since.
So they hired an American to be in the Queen's Coldstream Guards. That's very progressive.
It is very progressive, but he was a very good drummer.
Well, that's good. You hear that quite so much, is that, you know, Britons are always complaining about, we lack good drummers over here. We need some Americans.
Yeah, see, it's all about the American stick work. I don't know.
American stick work. Joe, what do your parents do?
We actually came over because my dad's in the military, and it was all very hush as I was
Sorry.
But I like to pretend that he just, like, ran around with his friends playing guns and stuff like that.
Playing guns. So, all right, so your dad, was in the arts, mm-hmm. So he didn't have a problem with you becoming an actor?
No, I mean, they kind of wanted me to get something serious behind me, so that's why, before I became an actor, I actually went to the University of Liverpool to study law. So I tried to be a lawyer and tried to put all the artsy side of me behind me, but couldn't do it. Couldn't shake it.
I'm with you. I tried to do the same thing and couldn't do. Joe, what did your military father think about your artistic aspirations?
Hated it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but now he supports it. Now I'm with the RSC.
Does he know it's not that RSC?
No, I've not told him yet.
Wait, there's another RSC?
Yes. Have we not told you? There's intensive litigation going on. Okay. Yeah,
How dare they?
I know. Well, I can't remember whether we talked about this, Matt Pearson, but what do your parents do? How did you come over here?
My parents, strangely, I grew up in Durham, North Carolina, and as an extraordinary...
Every now and then I hear some of that southern accent come back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah, I used to say that a lot, not so much recently. And by an extraordinary coincidence, we moved to Durham, County Durham, in the northeast of England, which I obviously thought it was pronounced Durham.
Of course.
Before my...
Don't say the ham. Yes. You don't say ham.
Don't say ham, like
no,
Birmingham.
Never. Yeah.
But they were, for some reason, obsessive viewers of the English soap opera EastEnders.
Oh.
And it was their ambition to run an English pub. So they came over to the UK to buy and run a pub.
What a very, very cool job. You know what? I think that's the dream of a lot of Americans.
Yeah, that's why I've been drinking since I was 5 years old.
I thought you could hold your liquor with both hands. Yeah. Wait, so you grew up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You didn't settle in Portsmouth, England, did you?
Well,
I mean, what are the odds that you would let Durham and Portsmouth and Portsmouth and Derby and Derby. That is weird.
I mean, it seems to make sense, right?
So weird.
Go where you feel most at home.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things to remember in life. Like, it's so much better not to have to change the place where you live.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I was born in San Francisco, California, but I have yet to find San Francisco, Great Britain.
There's a San Francisco in Hertfordshire.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So many Spanish influences in Hartford.
Yeah, there's a very good pencil museum in San Francisco, Hertfordshire. Yeah, you should check it out. It's amazing.
Hello, I'm Adrian Scarborough, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? This week, you can see us perform William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged this Thursday night at the Shakespeare Theatre Association Conference at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company in Baltimore, Maryland. Then next week, we begin our 50-city UK tour of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged. We'll be performing in Poole, Maidenhead, Norwich, Preston, Chesterfield, Nottingham, Somerset, Chipping Norton, Cheltenham, Birmingham, Bury St. Edmunds, Colchester, Lincoln, Leicester, Gravesend, Swindon, Shoreham, Andover, Newport, Taunton, Great Torrington, Aylesbury, Letchworth, Basildon, Tunbridge Wells, Salisbury, Buxton, Sale, Glasgow, Kendal, Barrow, London, at both the Wilton's Music Hall and Richmond Theatre, Alnwick, Goole, Leeds, Torquay, Bedford, Oxford, Stroud, Thornbury, Milton Keynes, Stoke-on-Trent, Porthcawl, Worcester, York, Woking, Derby, Folkestone, Eastbourne, and Bromley. Those dates and venues are all up on our website now. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. And now back to my conversation with the stars of the UK tour of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, Matt Pearson, Joe Maudsley, and James Percy. Now we're rehearsing William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged. It's Joe and James's first show with us, but Matt, your third show. Matt, can you talk about, or it's still early in the process, maybe you can't. Can you talk about the differences between this show and your previous shows, the previous RSG show?
Yeah, well, main difference with this show is it's more or less a continuous narrative from beginning to end. So it's a play. It's rather than kind of sketches or doing short versions of lots of different Shakespeare plays, it's one story from beginning to end with some humorous interjections from us.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems like more characters than ever before as well. I don't know if I'm right about that.
I think you might be right, but I haven't made that count. But we should absolutely research that.
I'm already having anxiety dreams about the costume changes.
So. Well, and as well you should. I mean, and that's an issue for the our wardrobe gods and goddesses at the backstage, is that in our previous shows, you play a character, you go backstage, you take off the costume, you dump it, and you're done. It's one and done.
Yeah.
But now, for instance, you're playing my role, so you're playing Richard III. You take Richard III off, you've got to put that back on again. So somebody's got to find where that went and make it ready for you.
Yeah, exactly. And we are yet to meet our wardrobe goddess, but I hope she's stealing herself, because it's going to be one hell of a ride.
Well, and she gets she'll get almost as much rehearsal as you guys do. And this is the first show in RSC history where the wardrobe goddesses get a bow. So that's a very nice thing.
Yeah, sure.
Now, so James and Joe, you this is your first show with the RSC, but you guys not only went to school together. Am I right about that, Joe?
Yeah, Birmingham.
Birmingham, yeah. But you guys have also been doing, this is great, I think, you guys have been performing Potted Potter. Is that right?
Yeah. Joe and I have been a double act, I suppose, for some time now, doing a show called Potted Potter, where we condensed all the Harry Potter books.
Right.
So
I just want to know, where did they come up with that idea to condense all the...
I have no idea. So it's eerie.
Yeah.
What's convenient, I suppose, is that Joe and I have found our niche, I suppose, that we're just good at taking things that people have spent a lot of time doing and just making them short.
Very good. Well, you know, mostly I'm thrilled that you guys are joining us, but there is this tiny part of me that's going, oh, Jesus, now that's going to confuse even more people who think that Potted Potter is an RSC production, because we always get emails going, oh, I loved your Potted Potter in Toronto or wherever it was. Great, I'm glad you loved it. Wasn't us. But inspired by us. The original creators of that.
The original creators of Potter made no bones about the fact that they were totally inspired by the RSC.
And J.K. Rowling.
And, of course, Miss J.K., yeah.
Have you met J.K.?
No.
She probably stays clear.
She tried to come and see the show once in Edinburgh, and the show was sold out, so she couldn't come and see it.
Oh, my God. That's great. Yeah. I mean, if J.K. Rowling can't get in,
exactly.
I guess you guys are doing something right.
But we're very excited, Joe and I, to suddenly have a third person in our in our midst. It's lovely to have Matt with us to kind of father us, I suppose.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Whatever happens in the van happens and stays in the van.
Two big bouncing boys. Very, very happy.
Joe, you haven't worked with the costumes yet for us, but is it similar to what you guys do in Potter? You run off stage, you grab a costume, you come back on, or do you guys do all your costumes, the Potter costumes, on stage?
No.
The changes.
With Potter, it's all like behind a bit of scenery.
Okay.
So it's quite similar in that sense, but like Matt was saying, it seems like there's a lot of characters in this.
Yeah.
So many.
And you, James, you play Harry, yeah?
Yes.
And Joe, you play everybody else?
Everybody else, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's... So you don't have any costume changes, James?
No, I had it pretty easy. I had a pair of round spectacles that I could take on and off, and that was pretty much it.
So really, this is, I guess, the biggest wake-up call is going to be for you backstage.
Yeah, I need to get to the gym immediately. I need to work for this.
We finished the first week of rehearsals. The show is entirely blocked. Does it make sense for you guys? I mean, is it beginning? Is there clarity? I guess I'm asking.
The storyline makes sense to me, like how all the characters interact and meet each other, and the through line. The costume changes don't make sense at all.
No. And they will, but yes, you're right, they don't.
There have been a couple of times when I've said, "Hey, how are you doing?" And then I remember that my character really doesn't like the other person, so I'm like, "Hey, how are you doing?" So I'm still trying to work out what all the characters' attitudes are towards each other and how the story unfolds. But I think we've got there, and now it's about refining it.
Well, and what the thing I've been enjoying so much is that you guys have been over here so long, your British accents are really convincing, really good, and you're able to throw in British accents in a way that we don't in our thing, which I think is good for a UK tour.
Well, we're being very brave, I suppose, because we're going to be going to these cities and where they have these accents, and we're going to try and convince these people that we can do them.
No, it's true. I mean, for instance, Matt, you play Richard III, and at least currently in rehearsal, you're doing him with a Yorkshire accent, which I think is brilliant.
Who knows what his accent was, but yeah, why not try it with a Yorkshire accent and see what happens?
Yeah, we'll just use the Roger Rabbit rule. We'll do it if it's funny.
Exactly. This is now a disclaimer about it being funny. I'll do my best, but we'll see.
It'll be a good accent. It might not be funny.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
All right, fair enough.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Comedy Podcast. Send us your outrageous accent via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also engage with us and other fans on Facebook or Twitter. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. You can also follow me on Twitter @AustinTichner. Thanks, as always, to Guy, who in his very first performance with the Reduced Shakespeare Company in the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged, forgot his lines and started improvising in iambic pentameter Matthew Croke. Web services by Ginger Power Limited. Music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Julene Hunter. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Adrian Scarborough. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 528 1584ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Good job, gentlemen. Here's to a fantastic tour. Welcome to the RSE.
Thank you. Cheers.
Again, good British accents on the cheers.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.